Chapter 9, Devotional 6, Be Loosed and Set Free. Jesus will set you free. In Romans 6, verses 16 through 19, we read, "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." Every day, we see people in slavery and bondage to sin who need to be set free. People who are, one, wrapped in a straitjacket of anger, hurt, and depression, two, tied and bound to yesterday's memories and unable to enjoy the present or imagine the future, three, chained in a stronghold of addiction to food, drugs, alcohol, or sex, four, imprisoned in a dark dungeon filled with the torment of generational curses, five, tethered with ropes of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and incapable of reaching for and holding on to life, six, locked in a closet of hurt and resentment, and afraid to let anyone come into their lives and love again, seven, bound by handcuffs of disappointment and failure, and are reluctant to try and reach for their dreams, eight, shackled with chains of hopelessness and despair, and no longer able to stand or run the race, nine, in a steel mask that covers the eyes and blinds them to their own selfishness, 10, covered in a tight scarf that blocks out all sound and the word of God. Over time, their heart becomes accustomed to the leash of bitterness, envy, and jealousy, and becomes hardened. In a similar fashion, their minds are dulled, and they are rendered unable to focus and fix their mind on God. They even stop testing the chains, give in, accept their fate, and lose all hope of freedom. Child of God, what has you handcuffed and is keeping you in bondage? I encourage you to ask Jesus to come into your life and remove every chain. Trust him and the power of his word. In the name of Jesus, be loosed and set free. Lord, thank you for your mercy and grace. Jesus, help me trust in you. I stand on the truth of your word that when you died on the cross, every chain was broken. Your sacrifice set me free from all past, present, and future sins. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.